There's some excitement in the air, and let's talk more about it. 12:40 is the time on KRDO's Midday Edition. Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with Melissa Eickhoff, who's joining us right now. She's the Executive Director of the Broadmoor Pikes Peak International Hill Climb. And Melissa, this is such an exciting time of year. I always get really giddy when the beginning of summer kicks off, the unofficial summer kickoff during Memorial Day, but there's some exciting things really happening with the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb, isn't there?
Me, and for the opportunity to talk about all of it, we're definitely busy time, and I'll have to say that the extra snow on top of Pikes Peak has us, you know, working overtime.
Yeah.
But we're getting ready for it all. We're really excited. This year we've got, you know, we're coming back to downtown Colorado Springs for Fan Fest. We've got Colorado Springs Power Sports that have kind of started a new partnership this year with us to bring back the freestyle motocross show.
All right.
Such a huge draw, you know, and they just had their grand opening. So just it's such a fun event for the community, and it's our sponsors love it. The competitors love it. They get to interact with everyone. It's from 5 to 9 in downtown Colorado Springs, just in case anybody was wondering. It's free. We've got 10 blocks of displays, lots of the competitor cars. I mean, I think that's the biggest draw besides, you know, that freestyle motocross show.
Right.
Get to see people flying through the air, and then you get to go see those four-wheel wonders that are, you know, getting ready to go up the mountain.
Yes. I love everything about it. I mean, FanFest, you know, back in the day has grown from what it used to be back in, like, 2002 when I originally was a part of it. And then what it is in 2023 is amazing. The grand opening celebration of this great partnership that you have right now with Colorado Springs Power Sports, it really is a natural fit for the FMX show that's happening at FanFest. How was the grand opening over the weekend?
Oh, it went great. They had a really nice turnout, and they had their own, they had the same freestyle motocross guys. They're doing a show for everybody. And you're right, it is a natural fit. And they're going to sell a wide variety of different kinds of motorcycles and whatnot. But I've always felt that the motorcycle community is unique and that if you love a motorcycle, you love all motorcycles.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a Ducati or, you know, a Yamaha flying through the air, everybody's into it. So I think that's the natural fit. You know, we're going to keep it rolling for them, you know, through this next month into FanFest and just kind of try to really help them launch this new and exciting business in the Colorado Springs area.
Now, you are new, obviously, to the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb as the executive director. Looking at it from afar, this is going to be your first trip up the mountain, so to speak, when you know, the race takes place on June 25th. So talk about, what you've learned over the years and how excited you are for the actual event coming up to Pikes Peak.
I think it's been interesting. So I was a sponsor of the event a few years back, and I had a very, very select perspective, right? And so in this last, you know, since last October when I joined, I've learned so much. I mean, I knew there was so much to learn, and I also, you know, worked in a lot of other motorsports series and events and whatnot. And there's so many things, like I mentioned earlier, like the snow on top, you know, how is that going to affect? I don't think we really think about that in many other races. So,
right.
You know, there's those things like that. And,
yeah.
And trying to explain to people on the outside what the venue is, you
right.
know, we have such limited viewing. We're never going to get any bigger as far as on the mountain goes. And that's why, like, the Fan Fest
mm-hmm.
is so important. That's really a great area of growth.
Yeah.
And this next year, we're really going to push hard on our live stream and just try to keep that international fan and spectator presence growing.
Right.
We've got some new and exciting things that we're going to be doing there, too.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but I was part of the original group that started FanFest, the very first one, and it was back in the day. I remember the very first one, we had a sofa in the middle of Pikes Peak and Tejon. We had a sofa, and then we had cameras because we broadcast the whole thing on what was back then, it was Adelphia Sportsnet. And I had Pink, the singer, Pink, along with Carrie Hart on that
right.
sofa as my guest. And then I would just interview all of the drivers. And what it's grown from that point to just a few years ago when Paul Walker was still with us. I interviewed him in that same location. FanFest, when I try to explain what this is, you know, walking up and down Main Street with a few hundred thousand people or 50,000-60,000 people and just, you know, taking in all the smells of the great food and just all the energy of the race. Isn't that a fun event that it's hard to explain to people?
It is in a way, but it's like our own little carnival,
our car culture
carnival, right? Mm-hmm. And you get a little bit of all of that from, you know, we've got the Optima Batteries Fast 15 Alley. I love that addition from the last couple of years where we gather the fastest 15 qualifiers, you know, all in one area so fans can get up close with those guys and get to know them. And then, you know, we have a Michelob Ultra Beer Garden, too. You know, we've kind of got a little bit of everything going on. And, you know, it's a huge opportunity for the competitors and sponsors to connect with the community and vice versa. And that's why it's free. You know, I want to keep, it has a very grassroots kind of feeling.
Yes.
We're working hard to keep that feeling while we still grow and make sure we can include everyone.
Yeah, no question. Make sure you stop by our booth, by the way, because I'll have the couch and I'll have a big screen TV and we'll be having so much fun. But I want to talk to you in person during FanFest, if you don't mind. That'll be fun.
Absolutely.
Melissa, thank you so much. Looking forward to everything coming up in the very near. It'll be here before you know it, by the way. I hope you know that. All right. Have a great day and all the best to you, and we'll look forward to seeing you down the road.